Local Growth Fund Capital Programme report to consider the overall position of the Local Growth Fund LGF programme.
Start with, we normally consider this agenda item at the end of the meeting, but I actually thought it was quite useful to open the conversation today, just setting out the theme around the overall position. In terms of 2019-20 spend, so this financial year, the amount of spend focus has decreased since the last update to the board. In terms of general projects, it's increased slightly for Department of Transport retained schemes, so those projects such as the A13 that government has greater oversight of, but for other projects there has been a slippage of the LGF spend generally across the programme. So we're now forecasting slippage of quite a substantial amount of funding into the next financial year. So £37.7 million, excluding Department of Transport retained schemes, and that increases further to just short of £50 million into the next financial year. So that does mean we've sat on quite a lot of funding, and you know there are delivery pressures as it is we're due to commence the final year of the programme as of next April. So I think it's worth just being mindful of that point as we go through the agenda items. It's quite complicated decision making today. They're not straightforward decisions, and so we've got a huge agenda pack in front of us today. It does mean I think we need to consider each of these projects on a case by case basis. We've tried where possible to try and make sure there's consistent sort of rules applied or principles applied, but I think each project is in quite a unique position. The funding decisions have been at different times, made by different boards in terms of the investment plan or strategic board. So we'll kind of take each decision on sort of merits and things as we go through today's agenda. In today's capital programme update, we're also looking to approve the budget for next financial year. It is subject to us receiving funding from central government. We haven't yet had the grants. Termination letters yet from central government. We expect to receive those in April and June, but it is linked to the let review and the implementation around the recommendations of the let review. So that will be considered as part of the operational report further down in the agenda item. But subject to us receiving funding, as we're expecting from central government, we're approving today's budget of £87.994 million local growth fund spend next financial year, excluding retained schemes, and increasing to £119.8 million, including Department of Transport retained schemes. So a big amount of spend that we're forecasting next year and planning for into budget. The capital programme report gives an update on summary position in terms of risk and deliverability. We've identified five projects as high risk. That is based on deliverability, financial position, and also reputational risk. There are the criteria set by central government that we assess each project against. And actually, the five just up on the screen there, we are going through both those projects on an individual basis throughout today's agenda, so I'm not going to leave on them too much here. There are, however, additional in the number of high to sort of medium risk projects, where again, there's a number of individual update reports on these through today's agenda. However, as part of this agenda pack, I'm just going to pick up on three of those in particular. So the Braintree Sudbury, so known as Mark's Farm Junction. So this was a project that was considered by the board a few meetings ago, where it was agreed that the Essex County Council progressed with the Mark's Farm roundabout project for £1.8 million, and that was subject to the developer contributions being confirmed to help support the delivery of the project. In actual fact, those negotiations have happened, and it's been agreed that actually that project can progress through just private sector contributions. So it's really good news. It means that that's fully been funded by the private sector and actually negates the need for any LGF funding in the project. So one of the recommendations is we actually remove that from the programme, LGF programme, and that's been funded by those private sector contributions. The next project on the list there is Exeat Bridge. This is one that was prioritised by the investment panel in June last year. It was supported for initial £1.5 million allocation, and that was based on the amount of funding currently available in terms of unspent unallocated funding. There is an additional circa £600,000 identified in the pipeline for further funding if that does become available. There is, however, a funding gap for this project, a gap of £1.2 million over and above the Tranche 2 funding that's identified in the pipeline. A bid has been submitted for the challenge funds to try and bridge this gap. and is, I think the latest position is expecting an outcome of that roughly in April this year. Bearing in mind it's prioritised by the investment panel in June last year, I think we just want to make sure we have got the full funding package in place for this project and we are seeing progress on it. And therefore the recommendation today is that it comes back for a funding decision in May to confirm that the funding package is in place or there's other mitigation in place. If it's not really part of transport funding option, there is mitigation in place to progress with the project. And another one is the Basildon Innovation Warehouse. This is again one that's prioritised by the investment panel back in June, so we just want to make sure there's progress on this project. The issue around this one is it said a site was identified for the delivery of commercial space, so particularly looking at SMEs and supporting those coming forward. However, Wi-Fi access has proven an issue for the project. There's used to be sort of infrastructure put in place to provide network Wi-Fi provision to the site. That has not happened, so actually has been looking at alternative sites for this project. So again, I think we just want to make sure a feasible project is coming forward, that there is funding for the project and we're seeing progress on it. So it's not a fact stalled in the pipeline where we could unlock that funding elsewhere. So I'll leave there. There's quite a few projects to consider there, so that's Jeff.
Open to the room, Keith.
Thank you, Jeff. Keith Dozier, East Sussex. Just on the Exeat Bridge, I think Rhianna's reported very fairly. The concern I have is that actually I think the April date that we expect something back from DfT is so close to May that I think I'd come back to the next May board and say actually we're still waiting, and I think that's an embarrassment for all of us. I would much rather if the board would consider delaying it to July, and we will come back with July with a full funding package and the agreement of DfT and further information on the planning that the South Downs National Park are dealing with, than come back in May and say we're not quite there. So it would be a request of the board just to alter the date of the next decision to the July meeting.
Rob Glanfield, Thurrock. I think that's exactly right. The worst thing we can do is just keep on bringing report after report after report, saying we're nearly there, we're not quite there, and so on, just sort of get it all done in one. It seems to be a reasonable fair request.
Roger Goff, Kent, I support that too.
Can I just say that there are several projects running through the agenda today that are reliant on other government agencies their funding forward, and I think we should bear that in mind as we go forward, that waiting for others who are holding up what have been deemed good projects for us on day one, we just need to be aware that this isn't through any government problem. We are just being held up. It's a timing issue, and and let's be very clear that the project was good in the first instance. Mm-hmm. And should be given the opportunity to go through. I'll come here and then I'll come to
you. Just to come back on that, if I may, Keith Glazer again. There's a LET board to deliver the funding that's allocated to us in the time that is allowed. But I still think that we should, in the most positive way possible, inform government that actually an awful lot of these projects are held up by other departments, and that some more coordination would be really helpful. And I'm sure we do work with most of the departments, and so I don't want to get over critical. We're held up through other government areas.
Simon, second, I'd just like to come back on that. My understanding of this board is it's business led.
Yes,
we have to be mindful of the responsibility we have to govern. And to get projects that are going to support economic development and
your point, there is obviously a theme throughout many of the conversations we're going to have today, which is around other agencies delaying programmes, which is incredibly embarrassing, to use your word, Keith, and also frustrating. I get we're writing and we're communicating to those agencies to speed things up. But fundamentally, what's the consequence in terms of our funding envelope? So it's great that we can send and we can decide and we can debate each one, but what is the actual consequence then of missing particular deadlines? Because we know through experience of reform of the LEP at the moment that as much as we may not like some things we've had to do it, otherwise we have the risk of losing funding. So I don't know if Rhiannon or Adam know what that consequence might be.
I guess what we've always been able to do to date is demonstrate good. Allocations of future funding. I think going into a new sort of round of growth policy and you know, future of UKSBF, whatever that looks like, it continues to be probably even more important for us to be able to demonstrate that we are spending the money. But that said, there is nothing in black and white that stipulates that every single pound of LGF needs to be spent by the end of March next year. So that's why we're taking quite a pragmatic approach. I think we just need to demonstrate that, you know, we're not allocating money years down the line for projects that just aren't going to happen for a long time, and we're being sensible and pragmatic about how we do that. The reputational thing is really important, because the last thing we want to do is jeopardise or restrict any future funding that might come into the area, because that's criminal, really. So I think it's really taking that view, and I think that the approach
said that if these projects are worthwhile and if they are moving forward, and if it's just for the reasons we're talking about, he wouldn't believe. Now, he didn't have it in writing, but he did state that the government, he can't see that government would want to take that money back to stop a good project progressing. I mean, it's a ship and hapers. That risk too is government, whether it's Essex, Kent, Medway, East Sussex, or whatever. That's public purse money. So if we by stopping our funding actually incur huge waste of public money for the putting out in government as well.
And I think it's one of those circumstances, looking at it from another perspective, where scheme that was 5 years off, and one particular authority said this has to be supported, and it's going to create 10,000 jobs and, you know, free up land for 100,000 homes, whatever. Then you've got another authority who's got something that's you know, somewhere near as impactful, but will happen in a much closer time envelope. You know, this board is kind of big enough and strong enough to make the decision to sort of it's all for the better, because the rigour of these conversations is such that we interrogate these projects to every extent possible, and we make the most pragmatic decisions.
Rodney Chambers. Well, I think you've all said this, but what we want is some joined up thinking from central government when they make these initiatives available. And they want to get the joined-up thinking across its own agencies, who will be working with those who will be delivering. Because unless we get that, we should be in the same position if the Prosperity Fund ever emerges, as we are now, as far as the Growth Fund is concerned. I think we've all been on a learning curve, and I hope the government has learned.
Point, and we when funding the third round, I think we were going to be spent within a number of months. Well, I don't know any business in the world that would say you go and spend 3 billion, but you've only got when the time starts now. It doesn't work, especially if all of the agencies that are involved in delivering that haven't signed up to it as well, and they become barriers to that working. Roger.
On a sort of related point, one of the themes of our last meeting in November was, sorry, Roger Goff, Kent, just for the record, one of the features of our last discussion was very much around the role of certain unloved national agencies which were getting in the way of many of these projects. One output from that, I think, was that we were due to write to Network Rail. I believe that's not happened yet, but I trust it will. Can I just confirm that?
Yeah, and I think we sort of wanted to do one better than just writing to them, because I feel like we've done that quite a few occasions and not really had anything back, sort of a letter of sympathy almost, you know, but perhaps not actually anything tangible. So I think what we need to do is more of a study to make sure we've got really clear evidence based on how much that evidence base and give that back to them and say, look, this is the actual real impact. So yeah, we definitely haven't lost out that action.
Going right through the agenda today, so thank you for that. But let's come back to item 5, and I'll go through individually the items. So we are asked to agree the change to the 2019-20 LGF spend forecast as set out in Appendix 2. I haven't got the table. It's all right. Yeah. Look at the paper. The paper is through. These
page, okay. Right, I've gone too far.
Correct that. Can I see a show of hands for agreement, please? Thank you. It's unanimous. We're asked to agree the total planned LGF spend in 2021 of £87.994 million, excluding the Department for Transport retained schemes and increasing sufficient LGF being made available by central government in 2020-21. Simon, thank you very much for that.
That includes the modification of the timescale for the exit. That's in that one.
We'll get to that.
As we come through. So can I see a show of hands, please? Fine, that's unanimous. Thank you. The good news, we're asked to agree to remove the Marks Farm project from the LGF programme and reallocate the 1.8 million LGF to the next project on the LGF 3B pipeline. Can I see a show of hands, please?
Yes, please.
Thank you. We're asked to agree that the Basildon Innovation Warehouse project must submit an updated business case to the CELEP Secretariat by the 24th of April 2020. In order to complete the independent technical evaluation process for consideration at the 3rd of July 2020 board meeting, and provide an update to the board on the 15th of May 2020 cannot be satisfied, it will be recommended to the board on the 15th of May that the £870,000 of LGF allocation is reallocated
time, that if we do reallocate funding, that the projects we're going to reallocate July or whatever. We do need time, and hopefully the projects on the next list are being worked on now, so that we don't then end up, we've got to seek planning permission or we need disapproval or that approval, we can go straight in.
Yeah, my understanding, and from the investment panel board where this came forward, that all of the projects are moving.
Okay. It's just getting
time. Oh, absolutely. Well, in fact, I was having this conversation only on the way up here. Anyone else want to come in?
Rob Liffield, sorry, just to confirm, Tony, much better. Just and just keep on shunting. It's much better to say actually, just moving forward. The next meeting to know that we're 100% up and ready, as you described it.
I mean, my understanding is that there has been work done and contingency and alternatives put in place. And again, a technical report back to the 15th is okay. Perhaps for my clarity then, the decision to be made on the 3rd of July. So what decision will be made on the 15th of May? I'm just a little bit confused on that one now.
Yeah, so I think I had a conversation with the scheme promoters and it was not feasible to bring back the business case by the 15th of May, so we didn't set that as a deadline. It was not achievable. But I think they felt that the 3rd of July would be achievable to bring back a business case.
Yes.
Actually, definitely going to come back in July, so actually making sure they have some sort of business case, they have got the right process in place, they have got the funding package.
Okay, so can I have a
I'm not going to read it again.
Can I have a show of hands, please? That's agreed, that's unanimous, thank you. The project presents high value for money and the full funding package is in place to deliver the project, and the project can meet conditions for LGF spend beyond 31st of March 2021. 15th of May 2020, that the £1.5 million LGF allocation is reallocated to the next project on the LGF 3B pipeline. We've been asked That's agreed. So with that caveat, that's agreed.